Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DontPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, I want to talk to you today about 1 Corinthians 9:22 explained. Become all things to all men. Become all things to all men, Apostle Paul said. This is a verse that is often quoted and very twisted and misused in modern day Christianity today. 1 Corinthians 9:22, Apostle Paul says, to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Yeah, let's talk about this. So religious types, modern pastors, evangelists, all kinds of denominational people, they'll often say, well, what that means is that we can compromise God's truth, lower the bar. We can use carnal things. We can have a softer stand on sin. We can use the things of the world like Super Bowl parties and rock bands. And we can water down doctrine. Don't make doctrine so important. Or we can be ecumenical, so we can gain more people into the church system. You know, become all things to all people. Oh, I've heard this hundreds of times as I'm out doing ministry. Now, I need to tell you in love, this is a lie. You will not find this anywhere in the Holy Word of God. All the watering down of the Word does is make false converts. It does not make true holy saints. So if you follow any of my teachings at DontPerish.com at the teaching blog, as always, we want to study and read in context to get the intended meaning of what Apostle Paul or the author was saying. Good exegesis, exiting the truth. Don't use bad eisegesis. I'm going to make it say what I want it to say. No, that's not how we study God's word. Now, in that chapter, what was Apostle Paul, what was he referring to? Hey, let's go to the verses right before 22. Let's look at verse 19 through 21. 1 Corinthians 9, 19 through 21. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant to all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jew I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. All right, so what is Paul talking about here? It's very clear. Go read the whole chapter in context. Paul's context is he's dealing with Jews and he's dealing with Gentiles. And Paul was a Jew himself, and how he would preach to the believing Jews or the Jews he was ministering to, he would preach a little bit different than he would preach to the Gentiles who did not know the Torah laws, Torah ways, the history of God. And so this makes perfect sense that these were the two classes, different classes of people, that Paul was charged to reach, and he would preach to them a little bit differently, not changing God's word, but using different aspects of the law, the gospel, the word of God, to reach them. Now, we know it does not mean, using other scriptures, that we are to change doctrine and water down the truth of God's word. No, 2 Timothy 4:2, Paul says, teach with all sound doctrine. We also know it doesn't mean to be carnal or to use worldly ways to gain people. As Paul taught us to be holy, that means set apart for God, Ephesians 1 verse 4, and to walk in the Spirit, Romans chapter 8. We also know it doesn't mean to link ourselves with those who teach false ways of the world, or man-made religion, I should say. Paul commanded we mark people that leave sound doctrine and avoid them, Romans 16, 17, Titus 3. So Apostle Paul gives us a great example. We know he was trying to reach the Jews, the Gentiles, and he was becoming what he could become to them, not sinning, not breaking God's law, not changing the word. But Paul gives us a great example in Acts 17 as he goes to preach to the pagans on Mars Hill. He had a perfect chance here to water down the word, to become all things to all people, to become like a pagan to the pagans, just to gain more pagans into the body of Christ. Acts 17, verse 30 through 33. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. And they heard of the resurrection of the dead. Some mocked, and others said, we'll hear thee again of this matter. And so Paul departed from among them. Did you catch that? Paul preaches the gospel about Christ's resurrection. He tells them to repent, and some of them mocked, and some said, hey, we'll catch you next time. We'll hear you again. Paul stood on the gospel. He didn't change the word of God just to appease men. He was reaching Jews. He was reaching Gentiles. Yeah, he'd reach out to the pagans. He didn't alter the God's word to gain all men. No, he clung to the gospel. See, don't listen to these people who twist the word of God to fit their corrupt plans of church growth and fitting into the culture to make Christian doctrine easier, more palatable. No. People must be willing, per Jesus in Matthew 10, to lose their entire life to find salvation, to find Christ. Altering, changing, twisting, watering down the word is not helping them into eternity, is it? No, it's not. God calls us to live holy, and he tells us to come out of the world. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, that would be holy, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. So see, we don't water down the word. We don't change the gospel. We don't change doctrine. We may change words and tactics to reach certain people, but we don't change the truth of God. We don't lower the bar. We hold it so that people can know what they need to do to come to this mighty Savior. Why would we ever strive to fit into this world that God has called us out of? Amen? No. Hold fast, saints. Hold fast to the faithful word. Don't twist it. Don't listen to these false teachers, false evangelists, false churchgoers who really just have pleasure in their unrighteousness. They like to twist the word of God to make it more palatable, to have more people in the pews, to have more so-called Christians, but they're not gaining favor with God. They're gaining favor with man. And we know the Bible says that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. You can read about that in Luke. So don't be lifting God's word, or I should say, don't be bringing God's word down into compromise. Lift it up for truth and spirit. That's what the Father is looking for. In short, I call all men to repent, obey the gospel. That means obey the holy word of God. Preach the gospel to all men. Hold fast to truth. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I hope that encourages you. Don't let people twist 1 Corinthians 9:22. You can't change the truth of God. You can't twist the gospel. You can't lower the bar. You can't make people feel good. No, God's word is a sword, Hebrews 4. Let it cut. Let it do its job. Let the gospel show you your great danger of the wrath of God to come, just as Paul said, judgment's coming. Then you apply the gospel for the hope of eternal life. Don't downplay God's word. Lift it up and preach it, men. Preach it and stand on it and live it for the glory of God. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. I got to get down the gospel road. We love you all. Let me know how I can help you. Go to don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Thousands of articles, audios, videos, sisters, blogs to encourage the saints. Let us know how we can help you. Till next time, we love you all. May God be praised.